Time now for you to meet somebody.
My name is Kwesi Salih. Currently, I'm at Stafford Creek Correctional Center in Aberdeen, Washington. This is my 19th year of incarceration.
Kwesi says he finds himself behind bars in part because he was caught up in a great big machine, a system of poverty and racism that put him at a big disadvantage from the start. Kwesi came of age in Southern California in the 80s.
In the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was rough. So I end up falling into that trap, following my peers, being a follower throughout my life. A lot of destruction, a lot of violence, and a lot of drugs. I started selling drugs myself probably when I was 9 years old, carrying a firearm. You know, that's a part of my criminal history. And it was a way to survive.
Kwesi grew up in a kind of gang ecosystem. In his neighborhood, it was the rolling 60s. But depending on where you walked, you could quickly end up on somebody else's turf. Just going to the grocery store meant venturing into hostile territory. And that reality bled into everything, including who he looked up to and how he thought about his future.
When I was growing up, you know, we glorify the prison life, you know. Older friends, older homeboys that were going to prison and coming out of prison, it was like a badge of honor to go to jail and to survive jail and to come back to the neighborhood and tell those stories that we lived in jail. So as far as when I was a child, growing up, you know, that was my future.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. One day in 1998, Kwesi and a friend tried to carjack a couple for their Cadillac. A woman was shot and killed. Kwesi says it had only been a matter of time.
Having a gun was like a pair of pants you had on or your tennis shoes that you put on every day. For me, that's how it was. And so when you factor in drugs and guns and money, the potential of life loss is like a natural occurrence. And we didn't think about those things. I didn't think about those things. You know, we just act first, you know, like an impulse. And so I didn't think about how my actions could take another person's life. You know what I'm saying? You know, I live with that every day of my life now.
A jury found Kwesi guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced him to more than 50 years in prison.
I just had a little girl, you know what I'm saying? She was 1 year old when I got locked up. And so the hope of any type of relationship with her was, I knew, non-existent. I think that's the other part of the struggle that I had, not just the crime that I committed, but leaving a child, you know, to grow up without a father in her life, much like I did. You know, my father wasn't in my life. After a while, I realized that, you know, I was just repeating the cycle.
Kwesi's life in prison started out like a continuation of life on the streets. There was violence and retribution and the grind of daily life. It felt like being trapped in just another giant machine. It took almost 15 years for him to decide he didn't want to stay on that path.
I had got into a physical altercation. This one, I was housed out of state in the state of Nevada. And I got sent to the SHU. And so that gave me, you know, that alone time, you know, all you have is time to think. And I realized that I had been in and out of the hole, not a lot, but enough to realize that what I was doing wasn't going to work if I had to spend this time in prison. And so I kind of made a conscious decision that that would be my last time going to the hole.
So Kwesi started to take steps, finding stability in education and religion. And then about a year ago, he discovered something called the Sentencing Guidelines Commission. It's a group of attorneys and judges, victims advocates, and citizens charged by the legislature to recommend reforms. And this all happened because of TVW. The Public Affairs Network is available in many of the state's prisons. It airs all the legislative proceedings in Olympia.
Most important for us is the clemency and pardons board hearings that they televise. And so every night before I go to bed, I would make sure I turn my TV to that channel. So that way when I get up and turn the TV on, that's the first thing that I see in the morning. One day I just happened to see a Sentencing Guidelines Commission meeting, and listened to what they was talking about. I reached out to one of the commission members, and she encouraged me to make proposals so that, you know, our voice can be heard.
From behind bars, Kwesi went from watching the Sentencing Guideline Commission on TVW to actually being a participant. He's one of just a handful of inmates in the state to do that. He's giving the commission feedback on how proposed legislation having to do with the criminal justice system affects people like him, people who are in prison.
You know, one of the first pieces of work that I did was on the Second Chance Bill, trying to bring post-conviction relief, give individuals with long, determinate sentences like myself a chance to re-enter society, those of us that have grown in prison. And it's not just about relieving the punishment or anything like that, but it's this true reform where, you know, everybody has a stake in it, you know, everybody has a stake in it.
Kwesi's not pushing to simply throw open the doors, but he wants more flexibility for the justice system to adjust punishments on an individual basis, to make better decisions about who needs to stay behind bars and who could be safely released. In his own way, Kwesi is working within that machine to introduce a little more humanity.